This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Minster. It's our third high school basketball presentation of the 2017-18 season here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Minster hosting Fort Loramie. The Minster Wildcats, coached by Mike Wiss, in his second year as the mentor of the Minster girls program, against Fort Loramie and head coach Carla Siegel, her 19th campaign as head coach of Fort Loramie. Minster, a regional finalist a year ago, 24-3 on the season. Last year, 9-0, winning the MAC. In fact, Minster has won 15 outright MAC girls championships in basketball. At Fort Loramie, a little bit of an off season last campaign, 18-9 overall. Fort Loramie played Rushi in the sectional championship, was beaten. Over the last 16 years, Fort Loramie has earned 10 outright or shared Shelby County League championships, 5 of the other 6 to Anna, the other 1 to Jackson Center, and that was last season. Chuck, it's a very quickly reloading Minster team against a fast rebuilding Fort Loramie club here tonight.
Well, Loramie last year, they had some injuries, and that hurt it. They lost Marissa Myring as a freshman,
yep,
was their leading scorer, and she went out early in the season with an ACL. She's back. She's averaging 11.3 a game in her first three games. Their three leading scorers are all three of them are sophomores. If you look on the other side of the court, you got Minster. They have to replace Rosie Westerbeck. That girl, she was here for 3 years, just got better and better and better. But they've got some talent out there. Allie Fisher handling the basketball and shooting the ball from threes. You were telling me that she had a wrist problem that she broke about a month ago. But she's back a little bit now, playing more and more. But you look down there, you've got Taylor Kogi, you've got Courtney Pringer, you got Demarius Wolf. You've got three young ladies with all kinds of experience. And, boy, can they score the basketball.
Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, Chuck, won the junior varsity tilt quite handily. And the Fort Loramie JVs are blessed with immense talent at the 9th and 10th grade levels. Boy, the future extremely bright for Fort Loramie girls basketball. I would expect we could see a Shelby County League championship contending club the next few seasons. Maybe even, I'm going out on a limb, maybe even a team that could challenge for a state Final Four appearance a couple, three times maybe in the next several years too.
Well, if you look at the Redskins, every year that they come out and start practice on that first day, their expectations are to go play in Columbus in March. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is the mark of an outstanding program. They have the best coaching staff that I've been around in this area. I mean, they've got all kinds of experience and knowledge, and that really makes them as good as they could possibly be.
I don't think I'd be overstating the case to say that Minster has got that expectation to play in the state tournament this coming
Absolutely.
March.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah. And they got a great coaching staff, too. Mike Wiss has done a nice job moving up from the JVs. I used to love to watch these JV teams play. And I see that Nan is sitting down on the bench. I'm not sure if she's part of the coaching staff again. That brings an awful lot of experience along that bench, if that's what she's doing.
This has been a very good rivalry over the last 8 or 10 seasons. In fact, I did some research in the last 19 meetings. Minster has won 12, Fort Loramie 7. Minster won easily at Fort Loramie a year ago when the Redskins were even younger than they are this year. 2 years ago, right here, Minster won a thrilling one-pointer, 46-45, and Fort Loramie turned the tables on Minster in the regional semifinals 2 years ago. When these two teams get together, it's usually pretty close. In fact, of those last 19 meetings, Chuck, I think 10 of them, 4 points or less, several meetings between the two teams right down to the very last possession. And tonight's game may not be quite that close, although I think Fort Loramie will be extremely competitive tonight despite its youth.
Well, you know what? The one thing you know when these two teams play, the defense is going to be outstanding. Mm-hmm. For most of the game, it's going to be man-to-man. They're going to be in your shorts. They're going to contest every shot, every pass, and that is the way both these teams have played ever since I've been doing this.
Fort Loramie girls are 3-0 so far. Minster ladies 2-0. Minster with decisive wins in the first two contests in the campaign, clobbering Salina by a score of 67-31 and Jackson Center by a count of 53-27. Jackson Center, the club that knocked Minster out of the tournament last year in the regional championship game, although the Tigers hit hard by graduation since last spring. Allie Fisher, as Chuck noted, coming off a hand injury. First game back was the most recent game played by Minster, and she popped in 9 points, did Allie, the very fine senior guard. The Wolf girls, Ivy and Damaris, have been in double digits in the first two games this year for Minster, both averaging right around 14 points a game. What a combo. You'll hear the name Wolf tonight frequently for Minster, and we will try to make sure we separate the two, Damaris and Ivy.
Two great first names, so I'm impressed.
Yes, a little bit on the unusual side.
Yep, I like it.
Tough to forget, that's for sure. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins, as Chuck alluded, have gotten very good scoring from several young ladies so far in the campaign. 3 wins for Fort Loramie to date. An easy triumph over Anna in the opener, 48-34. Or I should say, first Shelby County League contest was against Anna. The opening night of the season, the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. Fort Loramie down West Liberty Salem 50-31, a team which beat Fort Loramie a year ago at West Liberty. And in the most recent victory for the Redskins, Fort Loramie whipped up on Bodkins by a count of 59-28. Marissa Myring has had 11, 13, and 10 in the three games so far. Kennedy Gebhardt has had point totals of 15, 8, and 9. Ratterman has been in double digits on two occasions. A fine start to the campaign so far this year for Fort Loramie's Taylor Ratterman, who sparkled last year. Boy, she shined wearing the red and black one season ago. Ratterman has had double digits in two outings so far, 11 and 10. Abby Holdhouse, the senior, doesn't start. Pumped in 10 points in a victory over West Liberty Salem. You don't know where the scoring is going to come from Fort Loramie this year. Very good balance. And we expect head coach Carla Siegel to play 9 or 10 young ladies in this game tonight, just like head coach Mike Wiss will for Minster. These two teams very deep. The difference, Minster has more experience on the floor.
Well, it's early in the season, and you want to get people playing time and get ready for your league and make that run. So, I mean, you want to win this game, but at the same time, you want to make sure that everybody gets time.
Now, this contest, originally scheduled for Martin Luther King weekend, as you may recall down through the years, the Fort Loramie and Minster usually get together in boys and girls basketball sometime in early to mid-January. Well, this year the Fort Loramie-Minster girls game was scheduled the afternoon of the Saturday of Martin Luther King weekend, and the two boys teams were to get together at night. That game has been retained on Saturday evening, Martin Luther King weekend, but the girls game was moved up to this evening because the Minster girls chose to play at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland that second weekend in January this year. And as a result, Fort Loramie has got to virtually tee off the season against Minster. Advantage Minster with the experience back, disadvantage Fort Loramie.
Well, you know what? This is one of those where you go out, you play hard, you get back to the gym tomorrow. If you win it, you're ecstatic. If you get beat, you got good game film.
Right.
Good teaching.
Fort Loramie ladies, not an overall big team. Some size is in the pipeline, though, as we saw the JVs play in our preliminary game here tonight. Courtney Pringer, an outstanding 6'2 junior, and I remind you that she is just a junior for Minster. She plays in the post, and it will be a challenge for Fort Loramie guarding her. Do you bracket her front and behind, Chuck, if you're on defense for Fort Loramie?
Well, you do, but then you're opening up for Fisher. I mean, you got 6'2", 6'2", 5'8", 5'9", and 5'8". That is real overall team length right there.
Looking forward to this game. We've got the tip-off just around the corner. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. As I mentioned, these two teams fashion quite a bit of depth. Fort Loramie has had as many as 9 young ladies score in a game so far this year. Minster, as many as 9, too. And I would expect each club will run pell-mell tonight, and we'll see 9 or 10 players on the floor for both teams.
Absolutely. It's going to be, I think, the key is going to be Loramie not turning the ball over. I think we've started the national anthem.
We'll have our tip-off, starting lineups in the tip, in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
In our junior varsity tilt tonight, Fort Loramie defeated Minster by a score of 43-30. It really wasn't that close. Fort Loramie girls led by close to 20 points through the middle part of the game. Minster made a run late. It wound up 13. Minster might have cut it to as few as 11 or 12 after Fort Loramie had pushed it out to near 20. Jaden Putoff scored 12 points. Dana Rose scored 9 to face the Fort Loramie JVs in scoring. Meanwhile, Janae Hoing popped home a dozen for Minster in the junior varsity contest. Our additional underwriting sponsors here tonight include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. You've already heard from Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, which promotes healthy vision for a lifetime. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Starting lineups for Fort Loramie, Kennedy Gebhardt at a guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall, a sophomore, Kenzie Holscher, 5'11", and a freshman also in the starting five. Taylor Ratterman, a sophomore, 5'5", at guard. Patty Meyer, one of the tri-captains, a 5'5", senior player at the point. And Marissa Meiring, 5'9", a sophomore, also one of the tri-captains. The other tri-captain, Abby Holdhouse, 5'10", a senior, will come in off the bench. Starting five for the Minster Wildcats is as follows. Taylor Kogi, very good junior player, 6 feet 2 inches tall. Courtney Pringer in the middle, 6'2", a junior. Jessica Falk, 5'8", a junior at a wing. Damaris Wolf, 5'9", a junior at a wing spot. And Ivy Wolf, a guard, a 5'8", freshman. So in that starting five for the Minster Wildcats, there is just one lone senior. Everyone else returns next year for Minster. And for the Fort Loramie Redskins, as we noted, in that opening five is also just one senior. That is Hattie Meyer, 4 of the 5. charters for Fort Loramie will come back in 2018-19. Opening tip to start the game happening right in front of us momentarily. Minster in the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Fort Loramie, the road black. Red numerals, white piping. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, forecourt to a right. Gebhardt had it, lost it, then Hattie Meyer picked it up. Meyer on the dribble 30 feet away. Very tightly pressing defense employed by Minster here at the start. Here's a dribble through the top of the circle by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Fumbled it, got it back. Fed it to Hattie Meyer between the rings. Meyer dribble drive into the right corner. Meyer picked up on the baseline by Taylor Kogi, who pries it loose. And here come the Wildcats with the ball after the steal. Dribbling up the court, Damaris Wolf into the lane to Pringer. Pringer throws it back out of the arc to a teammate, knocked away by Fort Loramie. Minster recovers. Here's your drive, Ivy Wolf, into the left corner to a teammate. Long jumper, a bomb by Damaris Wolf, hits the back rim, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Meyering down the floor for the Redskins. Goes into the post, throws on the arc to Gebhardt, inside the three-point line, misses a 19-footer, and Minster gets the rebound, but throws it away, side court. No score, first 1 minute, 7 seconds.
Well, you can see a difference already. I mean, the experience of Minster, they're older, they're more solid, and you can see a difference in how they're really forcing Loramie's younger players to be out farther away from the basket than they want to be.
Gebhardt inbounds to Marissa Meyering at the post for Fort Loramie. She loops it into the right corner for Taylor Ratterman. It's too high and goes out of bounds. Harassing defenses worked by both teams so far, and it's causing each offense a little bit of difficulty. Each team's offensive unit will adjust as this game progresses. Although traditionally, the winning team in this contest usually doesn't score much more than 38 or 40 points. Chuck, a dozen a quarter in this confrontation is high normally.
I think if you get in the mid-40s, you're in pretty good shape.
Yep, Billy. And we have Fort Loramie hustling down the floor against the defense of Minster. A loose ball scrap, and Meyering goes over the shoulder and commits a foul for Fort Loramie. It's common.
Both teams are turning the ball over a little too much early.
Minster brings it forecourt left. Damaris Wolf to Ivy Wolf into the lane. Tries a pocket pass down low for Pringer, and Fort Loramie comes up with a steal. Hattie Meyer, forecourt left to a teammate. Here's a short jumper by Kennedy Gebhardt. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Minster. Fast break underway. Ahead to Pringer. Driving left hand. Misfires. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, 2-on-1. Gebhardt to the rack. It's short. Rebound, Pringer, Minster. Horse race the other way now. Damaris Wolf on the arc to Kogi. Three-point line. It goes on the play to Ivy Wolf. Down low to Pringer. And she twirls toward the basket and banks it in. A five-footer. The first two of the night. 5:40 left in the opening quarter, 2-0 in favor of Minster. On the arc for Fort Loramie, it's Kenzie Holscher. Kenzie, a 5'11 freshman, gives it up 30 feet away to Hattie Meyer. Meyer picked up on the play by Ivy Wolf. Hattie goes baseline right, feeds on top to Gebhardt, sizes up the three, then drives into the lane. Errant bounce pass, swiped on the play by Pringer. Long lead out, they head to Jessica Falk. Outside to Ivy Wolf. She guns a quick three, missed it. Rebound in the lane, Pringer, and it looked like she took steps. What's been called?
Offensive foul.
Yep, she hooked the defender. It was either a travel or an offensive common personal. That's what was whistled.
Outstanding effort that time by Pringer. She just got herself a little out of control.
So Pringer and Meyering, two very good players for each team with a foul apiece. 3 minutes gone, first quarter, 2-0 Minster. Ball thrown cross court to the right to Kenzie Holscher for Fort Loramie. Coming out to grab it is Abby Holdhouse. The senior is checked in now. Abby, a 5'10", 12th grader. Hands off to Holscher, top of the key. Left side throw intended for Ratterman through her hands into the first row of the seats.
Real shaky start here.
Fortunately for Fort Loramie, Minster not clicking on all cylinders either. And it's just a 2-0 difference. 4:38 to go, first period. Here's Pringer, caught the ball right corner. Oh, a good move with the left hand into the lane. Flipped it up and in. Courtney Pringer drops it home. 4-0 in favor of Minster. Holscher to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Stops picked up by Cokie. Top of the circle holdhouse. Hands on the arc to teammate Heather Eilerman is checked in now, a 5'8 senior. On the dribble, Kenzie Holscher, left side Gebhardt. Tries to lob down inside for Abby. Abby Holdhouse. It's over her shoulder, too long, goes out of bounds. 5 floor miscues already for Fort Loramie. Redskins trail 4-0, 4:07 left in the first. Kendra Thien has checked in for Minster as Fort Loramie brings it down the floor. Macy Imwally, a 5'8 sophomore on the court. Here's a dribble drive by Falk into the lane. Throws on the arc to Ivy Wolf for Minster. High launching triple, hit the rim, carried into the corner. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins off and running. Gephardt down the floor. Whistles a pass into the left corner. And overshooting from there is Hattie Meyer. But Fort Loramie gets the rebound. Bounce pass into the lane, swiped on the play by Minster. 3:30 left in the first. Very fast pace to this game. Little scoring so far, points at a premium. On the arc, Damaris Wolf for Minster. Damaris starts in the lane, gives to Falk. Down low to a teammate intended for Kendra Thien. Whistle blows and an over-the-back foul called against Minster. 3:18 left in the first quarter. Minster 4, Fort Loramie nothing. Allie Fisher has checked in now for Minster, a 5'8 senior guard. 3-quarter court pressure applied by Minster. Fort Loramie inbounds. The 5-second count was on, and a Fort Loramie player on the floor, Hattie Meyer, was grabbed or elbowed by a Minster. No, Hattie used the elbow.
Hattie has a real tendency to get that left arm up there to protect, and you knew it was coming.
Offensive foul against Fort Loramie before the throw-in, so Minster gets the ball back below the Wildcats' goal. Playing it in is Jessica Falk for Minster. Lobs into the left corner to Thien. On the arc to Ivy Wolf. Into the middle of the paint to Pringer. She hooks it up with a right hand. Wide, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Steal on the play. Ivy Wolf dishes to Pringer. Way up, got it. Nice interception by Minster. Good alertness by the Lady Wildcats, who lead it 6-0. Off to a great start, Courtney Pringer for the home team. Yep, she's got every half dozen. Inside low on the left, Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie among the trees, swatted free by Falk. Minster on the run, Ivy Wolf down the paint, all the way to the rack, banked it in. Oh, she was headed pell-mell toward the backboard, threw it off the glass, down it went, but wiped it off the scoreboard. Offensive foul, Minster.
I was screamed, I couldn't tell.
Two minutes, 40 seconds left in the opening quarter. Full court pressure by Minster, which was just denied a field goal on a very close call. Dribbling in backcourt for Fort Loramie, it's Hattie Meyer. Meyer against Ivy Wolf. Ball thrown into the paint to Abby Holdhouse. Foul line extended left. Right back on the play to Hattie, on the arc to Gebhardt. Gebhardt 25 feet away, looks at the clock. Drives around the defender, Allie Fisher. A runner from 10 feet. Yes. Gebhardt got the favorable bounce off the ring. And it's 6-2. Minster ahead before. First points of the contest for Fort Loramie. Here's the ball thrown into the lane to Thien. Good pass by Fisher, but she can't finish. It rolls off the rim to Abby Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Minute 58 to go in the first. 6-2. Minster up 4. Forecourt left, Annie Meyer. Popping out to catch is Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt looks back door for a teammate who's not available. Now the ball is thrown to the timeline, deflected by Minster into backcourt, where Meyer tracks it down. Hattie on the bounce. Left side to Taylor Raderman. Raderman looks inside, can't find a teammate. 90 seconds left, opening quarter. Very low scoring so far. Here's the ball lobbed from the corner into Abby Holdhouse. Knocked free by Minster, which steals. Here come the Wildcats. 3-on-2 break. Falk on the finish. Good driving layup by Jessica Falk of Minster, which leads it 8-2 with a minute 13 to go in the opening quarter. Hattie Meyer, top of the circle. Left side pass, Taylor Ratterman of Fort Norman. She fakes right, goes left, all the way to the rim, and she's hacked. And she'll get two free ones with a minute 3 to go in the first quarter, and Minster leading 8-2. Minster clearly with a size advantage. Fort Norman trying to overcome that with quickness. It's a very young but talented Fort Norman team. Minster clearly with far more experience. And now we've got a line change taking place. A couple black shirts come out, a couple white shirts come out. In for the first time is Carly Richard for Minster, a 5'7 junior. Taylor Ratterman, free throw line for Fort Norman. Second shot swish, she missed the first. 8-3, a minute to go, opening period. Minster has a 5-point lead. In backcourt for the Wildcats is Allie Fisher. Left wrist protected. She was given the go to play a week ago, recovering from a broken wrist. Here's a steal by Fort Laramie. Nicely done on the run out to Holdhouse up ahead, and she missed it too hard. Good rebound on the play by Fort Laramie. Driving shot, yes. Kenzie Holscher gets it for Fort Laramie. 8-5, Redskins down 3. Wildcats, forecourt to her left. It's Allie Fisher, 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Hooks a pass down inside for Kogi. It's busted up by Fort Laramie and stolen. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. Kenzie Holscher stops with 18 ticks to go in the quarter. Lobs a pass down low. It's caught beneath the rim by Holdhouse, who swirls and scores. Nice play by Abby.
Great pass by Holscher that time. See, that girl's a freshman.
5 seconds left in the period. Fort Laramie down 1. Fisher on the arc into Kogi. Goes up with the left hand, and she overshot it. She beat the buzzer, but could not conclude the play. Well, so far through the first 8 minutes, the youthful Fort Laramie Redskins hanging right with the Minster Wildcats, 8-7 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Minster. Redskins trail the Wildcats by a point, 8-7. Tightly played so far. Fort Laramie fell down early, Chuck, but did not budge. Withstood the onslaught from Minster. 1-point game starting quarter number 2.
Started handling the pressure a little bit better and had 8 turnovers. They're not going to win a game with 8 turnovers a quarter.
Nope. Minster advancing the ball from right to left, and the first offensive set finds Kogi down inside for a 4-footer, a good feed to her, and she banked it in. Nice assist by Allie Fisher of Minster. Kogi on the 2-pointer, 10-7 in favor of the Wildcats. Here's Holscher for Fort Laramie, dribbling behind her back on the arc to Gebhardt. Good quick pass down inside to a teammate. Shot missed from 5 feet out by Alyssa Ross, but a 5'7 sophomore who's in. And then we have a foul on the rebound. Abby Holdhouse got position for Fort Laramie. And a white shirt was on her back. 7:29 left here in the second quarter of play. 10-7 in favor of Minster. Free throws, Abby Holdhouse, the first, dead center. Second shot coming.
Rassman did a nice job of getting to the rim that time, just didn't quite finish. But Holdhouse was there for the rebound.
Second shot by Abby. 1-2 bounces. High in the air. Got it again. 10-9. Minster up a point. Holdhouse gave Fort Laramie a big shot in the arm late first quarter. overlapping a half minute here into the second. Dribbling midcourt, Ivy Wolf for Minster. Off to the right to Damaris Wolf. Here's a screen, 25 feet away by Carly Richard. Damaris still handles. Trailing her is Holscher. Ball pitched into the right corner on the play to Richard. Cross court pass, Ivy Wolf left corner. Baseline drive, stops, pulls up. Her 10-footer bounces all around, comes off. Good rebounding position, Kenzie Holscher. Foul, Taylor Kogi on the shoulder. 10-9 in favor of Minster by a point, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Again, full court pressure by Minster. Eight players in backcourt as Fort Loramie inbounds. Hattie Meyer has been a workhorse so far, Chuck, bringing the ball up the floor for head coach Carla Siegel.
Well, and the impressive thing is, I mean, she's handling the pressure well.
Yes, she is. Rossman for Fort Loramie, another good inside feed. Shot missed, though, on the play by Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring. And then Minster came back down the floor in a hurry, punched a pass inside to Pringer. Pringer's bodied by a Fort Loramie player, but Pringer drains it from 8 feet out, banked it home off the glass, and she's at the stripe with a three-point chance. Free throw here for Pringer as she tries to finish off the three-point play. Redskins need to get Marissa Myring going.
I don't think she's taking a shot.
She has been spied on heavily by Minster so far. The Wildcats have crowded her and made it tough for her to receive the ball and score in this outing. Courtney Pringer completes the three-point play, knocking down the foul shot, and it's 13-9. Minster in front by four. Here's Holscher trapped at midcourt, gives it to Hattie Meyer. Meyer's got it now for Fort Loramie, right in the Wildcat logo. Veers off to the right, angles to a spot 30 feet away. Hands to Kenzie Holscher, high right. Kenzie behind the back on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Hooks it up on the run. No good. Good rebound down inside before Fort Loramie. And the shot is left short. Abby Holdhouse couldn't quite finish and hung on the rim and dropped down into the lap of Allie Fisher for Minster. And Ivy Wolf. Look at that baseline drive. He goes to work and scores. What a play. Ivy Wolf from Minster. Outstanding first step. A quick burst. Here's a steal by Minster in midcourt. Ivy Wolf ahead to Damaris Wolf. The layup is good. 17-9 in favor of Minster. Fort Loramie needs a timeout. 5:51 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Chuck, we got a dose early in this game of Courtney Pringer of Minster. Here in the last couple minutes, Ivy Wolf at her best.
She's a pretty impressive freshman, I'll tell you. She's only got the one basket, but the way she handles the basketball doesn't look like a freshman.
Nope. What's my phrase? She looks like a seasoned junior. Fort Loramie with possession to her right. Down by eight now, 17-9. That's how quickly Minster moved ahead by 8 points. Here's a steal by Minster. Quickly up the floor to Maris Wolf. Look out. Long triple. Got it. Woo. That baby was 22 feet high and 22 feet long. And here is Fort Loramie fumbling it away in the half court. Allie Fisher with the steal for Minster. Down the floor. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Knocked out of bounds by the Skins. 20-9 now in favor of Minster. This was a 10-9 game about 90 seconds ago, Chuck.
They score in spurts.
Inbounding for Minster is Jessica Falk beneath the basket. We've played close to 3 minutes here in the second quarter, and Minster has surged to an 11-point lead, 20-9. Fisher has the ball in the arc through the top of the circle, hand off to Pringer, foul line. Good resistance applied by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Now to Fisher, pitching back down inside to Pringer. She got position, and Fort Loramie had to foul her, or the 6-2 Pringer would have scored. It is not ruled in the act of shooting. It is Minster ball out of bounds to the right of the basket. 4:56 to go here in the second quarter. Minster ahead by 11, 20-9. Deep in the right corner, it's Falk for Minster. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf. Ivy gives it up to Fisher. Fisher sizes up the three right in front of us. Left it short, no good. Rebound by Minster, or I should say by Fort Loramie. Guarding down the floor, Taylor Ratterman stops in the top of the circle. Gives it to Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away. Left side, Ratterman. 4.5 left in the second. Ratterman, elbow in the right, pulls up, goes back to Meyer. Meyer's bodied by Damaris Wolf way out on the floor. Foul is called.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
Seventh team foul on Minster, and Fort Loramie shoots with 4:24 left in the second. This was a 10-9 game with just under 7 to play here in the second quarter. And in the last 3 minutes, Minster on a 10-0 string. Hattie Meyer needs to make the first to earn the second, and she does not. Clangs it off the rim hard. Rebound to the right by Pringer. Out ahead to Damaris Wolf for Minster. On the cut to Pringer, darting down the right side of the lane, on the run, hooked it, missed it short, got the rebound back inside, but Fort Loramie claws it free. Good tenacity by Kenzie Holscher, who then pitches it 50 feet down the floor and out of bounds. 4:05 to go here in the second, 20-9 in favor of Minster, and the Wildcats get a timeout. 11-point lead Minster midway through quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Minster. The Lady Wildcats lead the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins by 11, 20-9. As I mentioned a moment ago, this was a 10-9 game just a couple minutes back. Top of the circle, it is Falk handing off to Damaris Wolf for Minster. Outside the arc on the right, the teammate Ivy Wolf. She's 25 feet away, dribbles with the left hand. Goes into the left corner to a new player who's checked in. It is Barhorst on the court now for Minster, and she makes a nifty drive. What a play by Barhorst. That's a number we don't have, Chuck.
Yep, I got it. Yep, I got her on there. I'll tell you what, I remember her, the JV player last year, and boy, she is one streaky shooter. She can be really good.
Danielle Barhorst, 5 feet 10 inches tall. And if she gets as red hot as her red hair, she'll be tough to deal with. She made a nifty play there to send Minster on top by a 22-9 count. 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Kenzie Holscher on the arc for Fort Loramie, being pressured by Damaris Wolf. Fakes left, goes right. Gives it to Ratterman. Back to Kenzie. Kenzie goes cross-court right wing to a teammate, Macy Imwally. The 5'8 sophomore goes baseline. Pitches it opposite, and it is deflected by Fort Loramie. Redskins cannot hang on. Out of bounds to Minster. 3:07 left here in the second quarter. Minster is pulled away by 13. This was a close game at the outset of quarter number two. Each team, I think, Chuck, has played probably 10 different individuals so far in this contest. And we are 3 minutes short of halfway finished. Here is Danielle Barhorst, 25 feet away. Fakes left, goes right, foul line. Leaves it behind her. for Ivy Wolf. It's a bad pass. Jumping in there is Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. She earns the jump and the arrow. Redskins possession. So many thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And also in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie, a quick misfire, and then Minster the other way. Pringer launches out of her range. It's short. And Minster goes over the back on the board attempt. It will be a 1-1 down to a right for Fort Loramie. 2:29 left in the second quarter. 13-point lead for Minster. And I think, Chuck, Fort Loramie's been limited to, what, 2 points total in this period?
Yes, they've got two free throws by Abby Holdhouse.
Redskins without a goal from the floor in the second period of play. Kenzie Holscher at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Kenzie is a 5'11 ninth grader. Shoots it up, and it's around and out to the left. No good. Rebound, Minster. Kogi to Danielle Varhorst. Danielle to Ivy Wolf. Here's a step-back shot, a long one. She was straddling the arc, and it danced all around the rim and fell through. That was a favorable shooter's touch. Wasn't quite a three-pointer. But boy, it hit the rim and about every centimeter of it before trickling in to extend Minster's lead to 24-9. Foul line with the ball for Fort Loramie. It is Kennedy Gebhardt. Kennedy hands off on the play to Heather Eilerman, a 5'8 senior who's in now. And she tries to give it back to a player in the corner, and it goes out of bounds to Minster. Minute 55 left in the second, 24-9. In favor of Fort Loramie, which stayed right with Minster the first 9 minutes. But over the last 5 to 6 minutes, the Wildcats have had their way. Here's a nice pass by Fisher of Minster down inside to Toby, who's checked in. Paige Toby, a 6-foot senior. Her shot rolled around and came off. Minster gobbled up the rebound, and Fort Loramie's Abby Holdhouse went over the top to commit the foul. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. A minute 40 to go in the second. The Redskins trail the Wildcats 24-9. Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Junior varsity game here tonight was won by Fort Loramie. And to say the cupboard is not bare in terms of depth in the pipeline in girls basketball at Fort Loramie is an understatement. Very talented 9th and 10th grade performers on the way. Here's Minster inbounding to Allie Fisher. Set play after the timeout. And she chucks up a three, missed it off the flange. No good. Rebound, Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Abby Holdhouse. Minute 25 to go, second quarter. Holdhouse, chest pass, left corner. Kenzie Holscher across the lane to Ratterman. Lost it, got it back. Fed it to Gebhardt. Gebhardt's pass broken up and stolen. Here's Falk down the floor for Minster. Driving left-handed layup is in there. Speeding to the rim, Jessica Falk for Minster. And she ends the play with 2 points. Good steal, fine drive to the cup. Right to left by Falk, 26-9 in favor of Minster. Here's Ratterman skipping down the lane for Fort Loramie. She loops it in off the backboard. Nice shot by her. Got the good bounce off the rim. Fine drive by Taylor Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She navigated the paint. Forecourt to her left. Fort Loramie dribbles into the left corner. Over guarding foul committed by the Redskins, 26-11 in favor of Minster late in the second quarter as Fort Loramie just registered its first field goal of this period. 47 ticks left on the clock in the second. Here's Danielle Barhorst in the left corner for Minster on the arc to Fisher. Fisher on the bounce, fakes right, goes left, feeds into the post to Thien, and here's a good reach in on the play by the defender, Patty Meyer for Fort Loramie, who knotted up Paige Toby. It wasn't Kendra Thien. Minster, though, retains possession. Wildcats have the arrow. 26-11 Wildcats. Inbounding, baseline left, Jessica Falkenminster hits Barhorse cutting towards the rim. She catches and banks it in from 7 feet out with the left hand.
Well, I'll tell you what, that young lady is going to be a real weapon for the Wildcats.
Minster Wildcats fashioning depth and more depth. A lot of experience. Here is Fort Loramie coming down the floor. Baseline pass to the left. Shooting hard is Kennedy Gebhardt. Weak side rebound. Up it is. Bouncing off. No good. Tough break for Kenzie Holscher. And now Minster's got it. 4 seconds left in the half. 17-point lead Minster. And the Wildcats cannot get the shot away. Time expires, ending the second period, which was dominated by Minster. 17-point lead for the Cats, 28-11 over Fort Loramie after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Minster. The Minster Wildcats girls basketball team is in front of Fort Loramie 28-11 after two periods. This was a 10-9 game in the first minute of the second quarter. And then the Minster ladies got on a roll, fashioning high-quality depth. Outstanding performance by Minster. Fort Loramie, clearly the more youthful team, each team with a lot of talent. Both clubs will have a lot of fine performers back in 2018-19. And Fort Loramie will build on this talent this year and be very strong, I'm sure, by the season's end. Minster did graduate a few very good players a season ago, but Minster has quickly reloaded. Fort Loramie, Chuck, is fast rebuilding. Nothing to be ashamed of for Fort Loramie, down the 17 to Minster, which is number one in the state preseason. JJHuddle.com. Tippi Canoe, Tip City, was number two in the state, according to JJHuddle.com, preseason. Division 2, Minster number 1 in D4. Wildcats showing that here in this second period tonight.
Very versatile. I'll tell you what, they've turned Fort Loramie over 15 times in the first half. That's a killer.
Yep.
But that's a group of youngsters out on the perimeter and then they're struggling a little bit to handle the basketball.
And that's what Fort Loramie does in past years to opponents, but
absolutely,
you don't get Minster's experience to turn it over that much here tonight,
no,
though.
And you know what? I mean, they're going to get better. They're
right.
Learning. They're getting coached right now, I promise you. But if you look at the rest of the stats, Loramie does have a 15-13 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. The 15-6 in the turnovers, very much a negative for the Redskins. 3-6 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Minster only went there once, made it. Individual scoring for the Redskins. They were led by Abby Holthouse with 4. They got 3 from Taylor Ratterman, 2 from Holscher, and 2 from Gephardt. They scored 7 and 4, 11 points in the first half. Minster, much more balanced. They got 9 from Courtney Pringer, 5 from Demarius Wolf, 4 from Danielle Barhorst, 4 from Ivy Wolf, 4 from Jessica Falk, and 2 from Taylor Kogi. They scored 8 and 20, 28-11 at the half, Minster.
Each team displaying 2 pretty good units of players. Minster with its, double A and A teams. Fort Loramie's played as many as 10 individuals so far in this game. There are a lot of girls' programs in the region, around the state, who would love to have the second team talent from these two programs, Chuck.
Absolutely. I mean, you take a look at it. I mean, and the youngsters are out there. Marissa Myring has not scored. She is a leading scorer for Loramie. She has not scored in the first half.
Right.
Kennedy Gephardt, who's the second leading scorer, she's only scored 2. So Abby Holthouse gave him a little spark off the bench. But on the other side, it's just, you name it. I mean, Pringer by far is the standout on the floor tonight, mm-hmm, for both teams.
Yep.
But everybody else out there, Danielle Barhorst, I remember her from last year. I remember watching her. And that young lady can just flat out score. And I've been, mm-hmm, impressed by the way she's playing tonight.
Our halftime report, by the way, being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck mentioned Myring and Gebhardt. Marissa has pumped in 3 games, 11, 13, and 10. Kennedy has scored 15, 8, and 9 in 3 outings so far. What a job Minster has done on those 2 high-quality young players for Fort Loramie.
Yep, tonight they have 2 between them.
And that sums up this game to this point. That's why Fort Loramie scored only 11. Minster got on a roll, dropping home 18 points in about a 7-minute span in that second quarter to lead by 17 here at the break. Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Tonight for Fort Loramie, it's senior Abby Holthouse, 3.9 GPA for Abby. She is the daughter of Don and Bev, active in National Honor Society, 4-H, treasurer for student council, senior class president, volleyball player, shortstop on the softball team, She'll go to Finley or Bowling Green and probably study physical therapy. Tonight we highlight Allie Fisher for Minster, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Mike and Pam, National Honor Society, academic team, drama club, plays AAU hoops in the spring for Minster. Very active at Minster High School is Allie. She's considering Clemson University and the field of biomedical engineering. Allie Fisher, senior at Minster, Abby Oldhouse, senior at Fort Loramie, under the spotlight tonight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Well, it's Fort Loramie possession first, starting the third quarter of play. And three passes after the ball is inbounded. Kenzie Holscher tries to post up outside the lane on the left. And she backpedals just a little bit, is called for walking, and Minster gets it now on offense to her right. 25 feet away with the ball for Minster. It is Falk, top of the circle to Damaris Wolf. Back out to Falk, good inside-outside movement. She launched it from three-point territory, missed it short, no good. Rebound, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Taylor Ratterman. Ratterman dribbles in, then backs out. It's Gebhardt, Meyer, Ratterman on the floor for Fort Loramie here at the start. The other two players on the court at the moment are Marissa Meiring, who handles the basketball. Kenzie Holscher is the fifth. Now Ratterman, 25 feet away on the left. To Gebhardt, elbow on the right. She dribbles, goes baseline right, cut off. Then spins back out on top. Into the right corner to Meiring. Meiring baseline right. Good wraparound pass. Fine pocket feed. Opposite side. Baseline left to Marissa Meiring, who drops in a 10-footer. Well done. Minster the other way into Pringer. Back out on the arc to Ivy Wolf, who darts down the lane. Pulls up right in front. 10-footer short. Barely grazed iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, which trails 28-13. A minute 40 gone here in the third quarter. Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away on the left, picked up by Ivy Wolf outside the arc on the left now to Meiring. She angles toward the foul line, loops it across the top of the key to Meyer. Left side pass, Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the bounce. Looks to the interior, no one there. Goes to Kenzie Holscher in the right corner. Behind the back on the dribble, right in front of Kogi now. Showed her the ball eventually. Kogi got a piece of it and swatted it out of bounds. Kenzie Chuck has a tendency to show that ball in front of her body to the defender a little too often.
Yeah, she's a freshman, and I think before the next 4 years are up, we're going to like her a lot.
Oh, no doubt. She has a lot of very good instincts. Oh, good behind-the-back move there into the paint. Wraparound pass low to Abby Oldhouse. Back out of the arc to a teammate, Meyer. Meyer has it knocked free. What a steal by Falk of Minster. It rolls down the floor. She picks it up. Feeds outside the arc on the right to Damaris Wolf. Into Taylor Kogi. She's doubled, spins anyway, and pops it home. Five-footer right in front by the very agile Taylor Kogi. 2 points for her. 30-13 in favor of Minster. 5:17 left in the third. Top of the circle, Abby Holdhouse. Checked there by Pringer. goes opposite into the corner to Hattie Meyer. Foul line free, Marissa Meyering, who pumps up a 16-footer. No, off the rim to the left, rebound Kogi of Minster. Quickly up the floor to Ivy Wolf. In the left corner to Falk. Goes cross-court on the play to Damaris. Long, high-arching shot, 21-footer, hit the flange, kicked out of bounds in the corner. And it will be Fort Loramie possession. 4:51 to go in the third quarter. Minster 30, Fort Loramie 13. Well, a lot of winning tradition, Chuck, among these two girls' programs. 15 outright girls' MAC championships for Minster. Meanwhile, in the last 15 years, Fort Loramie has earned the Shelby County League Championship outright or shared it 10 times. Behind the arc on the left, it's Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Goes baseline. Then the ball is fed cross-court to a teammate. Open player, Marissa Meyering, jumper, rattles, comes out, no good. Rebound baseline left, poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 30-13 in favor of Minster. 4:20 to go in the period. Ball lob from the left wing down inside to Ivy Wolf for Minster. Outside the arc, near side to Falk. She snaps off a three ball, short, no good. Rebound in the lane, Kogi has it stripped by Fort Loramie, but hacking down on the arm was Hattie Meyer. Common foul, Minster throws in, baseline right, with 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding is Damaris Wolf for Minster. Fort Loramie playing zone beneath the rim. New Fort Loramie player checking in, Heather Eilerman, a 5'8 senior for Hattie Meyer. Playmaker is now Kogi for Minster, below the backboard to the right. She looks inbounds to Damaris in the corner. Ball rotated on top to Falk. Back to Damaris, left flank. Open look behind the arc. Rimmed it, no good. Damaris follows all the way to the rack. Too hard. Good effort by her. Fine awareness. She kept with it. Came back strong to the rim to get her own shot. Couldn't get it to go. Rebounding foul called against Minster. With 3:51 remaining here in the third quarter. And Minster ahead of Fort Loramie, 30-13. Say, don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Take advantage of that grand reopening that occurred back in September. And take a look at the new inventory of furniture at Goffney, Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Fort Loramie inbounding to her left, down to 17. Here's a cross-court pass heaved by Gebhardt. Kenzie Holscher tries to save and does so. She flicks it in off the leg of Pringer. It goes out of bounds. Redskins playmaking to the right of the rim. It is Kennedy Gebhardt who will trigger. And she fires it in toward midcourt. It is caught there by Eilerman. And we've got a holding foul beneath the basket against Minster. There was a reason why Abby Holdhouse couldn't shake free. Gebhardt to inbound once more for Fort Loramie. Tries to find Holdhouse in the paint. Can't. Goes to Kenzie Holscher on the arc high right. 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. 17-point lead, Minster. Holscher picks up top of the circle. Hands off on the play to Eilerman. Still 25 feet away. Minster, as Chuck alluded earlier, has forced Fort Loramie and its youth to start its offense way out on the floor, so high all night long.
Absolutely. You can't start your offense that far out and be successful.
Down to 3:10 to go here in the third as Minster fights the ball free and it goes out of bounds. Redskins retain possession. Allie Fisher back on the floor for Minster. Allie's in there. Kendra Thien back in. 22 is Jessica Falk on the court. Here's a good drive down the lane by Fort Loramie's Kenzie Holscher. Arched it up. It is no good. A teardrop right in front. It hit the back rim and flew into the hands of a Minster player, and a foul over the shoulder on Fort Loramie. Ivy Wolf is on the court now for Minster. She is in backcourt with Jessica Falk. Fisher is at guard as well. As head coach Mike Wiss goes with a smaller lineup, Kendra Thien is in. Taylor Kogi on the hardwood two. Ball bounced into the right corner to Falk. Hits Ivy Wolf, who goes into the paint. Cross-court pass to Allie Fisher, who snaps off a three. Too long. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here comes Kenzie Holscher gliding into the lane. Bounce pass baseline right. Oh, a Redskin player might have gotten away with a walk. Now Hattie Meyer with a floater. Foul line extended left. Overshoots. Tenacious rebound down low. Garnered by Fort Loramie's Marissa Myron, but she might have bounced it on the line.
She did. Kenzie Holscher, freshman, handles the basketball incredibly well. Again, I'm going to say at some point we're going to be sitting there talking about her as the next star of this Fort Loramie basketball program.
Yeah, head coach Carla Siegel commented to me about the so many little things that Kenzie does extremely well.
I've been very, very impressed. She's overmatched tonight with some of these older girls with all the experience.
Here's a long three try by Ivy Wolf for Minster. It dances off the rim, no good. Fort Loramie's got the rebound with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's a drive down the floor, a late feed low on the left to Marissa Myring, and she gets the roll. 30-15 in favor of Minster. A minute 50 to go in the third. Allie Fisher, top of the circle. Ivy Wolf's got it now for Minster. Outside the arc on the right to teammate Kendra Thien, and it's poked up in the air and stolen by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Hattie Meyer pulls up in the lane, 13-footer around and out to the right, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Ivy Wolf. Out ahead to Fisher. Wild pass, trying to hit the cutter. Thien broken up and stolen by Myring. Myring on the loose down the floor, back out to Kenzie Holscher, now to Meyer between circles. A minute 16 to go in the third. 30-15 in favor of Minster. Fort Loramie Chucks play pretty good defense here in this quarter.
If they've shut Pringer out, I don't know. She's got a shot off.
Oh, wow. What a pass. Holscher with a great dish down low on the left to Abby Holdhouse, who finishes from 5 feet away. Superb assist on the play by Fort Loramie. 30-17 now. Minster's lead trimmed to 13. Here's a foul. Hattie Meyer over guarding against Ivy Wolf at midcourt. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Many thanks here tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Allie Fisher with the ball for Minster. She strolls down the left side of the lane. Oh, and reaching in is Myring, who simply rips it away from her. She hustles down the floor, pulls up, misses from 15 feet. The rebound down to Minster with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. 30-17 in favor of Minster, which has been outplayed by Fort Loramie in the third quarter of this game. Outside the arc, it's Damaris Wolf, 25 feet away. She looks at the clock, 14 seconds left, third period. Damaris on the dribble, checked tightly by Myring. Here's a crossover dribble by Damaris with four to go. Bad pass, deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie. A second remaining. Here's Meyer on the run, shot toward the rim, deflected away by Minster as the third quarter concludes. Minster, thanks to heavy scoring in the second period, still up double digits over Fort Loramie, which gave a good account of itself in that third quarter. 30-17, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Minster girls lead Fort Loramie 30-17 as we start play here in the fourth period. Allie Fisher on the dribble for Minster. Gets a high screen on the play from teammate Paige Toby, who's back in. Paige, a six-foot senior. Now Danielle Barhorst has the basketball 25 feet out. Danielle fakes right, goes left into the lane. Thought about shooting a leaner, didn't. Dished it back outside to Fisher. Oh, what a feed. Bounce pass to Wolf, cutting down the paint. She missed it, couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Fort Loramie. There's a fake right, going left. Taylor Ratterman gliding through the lane. Hits it for Fort Loramie. Nifty maneuver by Ratterman, and Fort Loramie's within 11. 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, Chuck, with the exception of the second quarter, Fort Loramie has played Minster at least even or better.
Well, they've played outstanding defense except in that quarter.
Yep. Here's Damaris Wolf, 25 feet away, gives to Barhorst. Barhorst has it for Minster. Now she retreats, tries to loosen up the Fort Loramie defense. Barhorst down the lane, feeds Damaris Wolf in the left corner. She goes baseline. She's cut off and fouled. Redskins didn't get position. Three team fouls each way. 6:51 to go here in the game. Macy Imwale picked up the foul for Fort Loramie. Macy, a 5'8 sophomore. Heather Eilerman, who had started the fourth quarter for Fort Loramie, comes off. Abby Holdhouse back in. Imwale out for the Redskins. Baseline left of the basket. Damaris Wolf enters the ball into the corner. It's handled there by Thien. Cross court to Barhorst. On top it goes to teammate Ivy Wolf. She backs out, guarded by Kennedy Gebhardt. 6:30 left in this game. 11-point lead, Minster. Wildcats have not salted this one away yet. Here is Damaris Wolf handing off to Pringer. Pringer at the top of the circle. Wanted to go back to Ivy Wolf, left flank. Ivy, it dashed toward the basket. Pass went awry, out of bounds. Fort Loramie now with an opportunity to clip this deficit to under 10. Between the rings, it's Taylor Adaman veering into the right corner. On the run, shoots it, blocked out of bounds on the play by Ivy Wolf. Taylor, Chuck, made up her mind at midcourt. She was going to steer her way all the way to the basket.
She knew she was going up with it. There's nothing wrong with that. She got to the rim.
Abby Holdhouse, foul line. Hands off to Kennedy Gebhardt. Kennedy Gebhardt with the basketball. Now to Alyssa Rossman. 25 feet away to Kennedy. Rossman, foul line extended left. Back to the basket. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Meiering. Meiering darts in, lays it up on the rim. It won't go. Fort Loramie scraps for the rebound, tracks it down, and gets a timeout. 5:56 left in the fourth. 11-point lead, Minster, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
one of our fine sponsors in Rushi, which came on board last March here on scoresbroadcast.com, is the Jewelry Barn, which was established in 2011 in Rushi. Jewelry Barn is at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, and they can make your ideas come to life. Keep the Jewelry Barn in mind for Christmas gifts. A qualified staff available at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair at affordable prices. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Drop in and see Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn. Tell her you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn is at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. You can phone 937-526-5557, 526-5557 for the Rushi Jewelry Barn, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. 5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie with the ball, down by 11. Chuck, how many points did Minster have at the half of this game?
28. They scored 2 points.
And we have seen 2 minutes and 17 seconds elapse here in the fourth, and Minster is still stuck at 2 points for better than 10 minutes of the second half of this game.
Well, one of the keys is Laramie, after 15 turnovers in the first half, has only turned it over 3 times here in the second half.
There you go. Fine adjustment by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Minster just tied Fort Laramie up and got the benefit of the arrow. So Minster attacks left to right, ahead by 11 with 5.5 to go in the game. Here's Damaris Wolf out on top. Good switch by Fort Laramie. Oh, what a steal. Fine play by Taylor Ratterman. She swiped it right away from Damaris, bolted down the floor, and took a spill below the rim as she shoveled it toward the net. Foul called against Minster. Taylor pops right up. She appears to be okay, and she's at the free throw line for two. A chance to work this deficit down under 10 to 9 points. Free throw by Taylor on the way, in and out, no good. 30-19 Minster. 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. This was a 28-11 game. Minster in front with 17 at the break. Second shot, Taylor off to the left, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Taylor Kogi's got it for Minster, and on her back is Holdhouse with the foul for Fort Laramie. What's the free throw shooting situation for both clubs, Chuck?
Well, 3 for 8 for Fort Laramie, and Minster's only been there once, shoot 100%.
Well, if Fort Laramie had canned those 5 missed free throws, we'd have a real scrap. This would be a 6-point game right now. Foul line extended left, open look for Damaris Wolf of Minster. It's short, off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. 4:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster still has not salted this game away. Here's Hattie Meyer, 25 feet out. Ball pried loose by Ivy Wolf. Fort Laramie gets it back. Here's Meyering driving, baseline left. Bounce pass into the paint to Abby Holdhouse. And she goes down on her keister while being tied up by Minster. It's ruled a jump, and Fort Laramie benefits from the arrow with 4:43 to go in the fourth. And Fort Laramie behind by 11. Minster tallied a 20-point second quarter. That's the difference in this game. Ball inbound to Kenzie Holscher. Foul line J, no good. Rebound is stuck up and in by Marissa Meyering of Fort Laramie, which intercepts the pass at midcourt. We've got a 9-point game. Fort Laramie fighting hard. Kenzie Holscher has got the basketball top of the key. Minster's turned it over more than Fort Laramie here in the second half. Here's Hattie Meyer, 30 feet away. Hattie throws into the post on the play to Meyering. Meyering into the lane, then feeds it back out to the three-point shooter, and it's launched in by Hattie Meyer. We've got a 6-point game at the moment. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Ivy Wolf, nearly walked, tied up and fouled by Fort Laramie.
Looked like a held ball to me.
That's what the Fort Laramie coaching staff wanted, a tie-up. 4:02 left in the fourth.
I'm going to correct you on that last one. That was Kennedy Gephardt to hit that last three.
And I said it was made by
Hattie Meyer.
Each one ending in two.
Right.
It was 12, Kennedy, not 32, Hattie. Ball inbounded by Minster, low in the right. Turnaround J by Pringer, much too hard, no good. Weak side rebound by Fort Loramie. An overplay in the forecourt by Damaris Wolf, who prized the ball loose out of bounds off Minster last. 3:50 to go in the fourth, and Fort Loramie is within six. Big three-point basket by Kennedy Gebhardt. Fort Loramie's last trip down. Six-point game. Who would have thought late in the second quarter Fort Loramie would be within a half dozen? Outside the arc is Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Left wing to Holscher. She starts a drive, pulls up. Now to Kennedy. She launches a three. It's online. Short, no good. Rebound low on the right by Raderman. She's tied up momentarily. She jerks the ball loose, then is fouled, and Taylor's got the one and one. 3:32 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie within six, having shot free throws poorly. In fact, four have not gone in here in the fourth quarter. Taylor at the line, missed again, in and out.
She has too much left hand in that shot, and that's causing that shot to go up.
Taylor at the stripe again, fouled in the act of shooting. Second of two here. Taylor eyes the goal, leaves it short. It hit the front ring, hung there for a second, and fell into the lap of Ivy Wolf for Minster, who scurries down the floor right in front of head coach Mike Wiss, who wants a timeout. 3:25 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie down six to Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Fort Loramie, easy for me to say. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, Chuck, shooting 68% at the free throw line on the year. Taylor Raderman, not that good for the season, and Fort Loramie,
she's at 30% for the season. She's 1-for-6 tonight.
As a result, Fort Loramie still down six, could be even closer. 3:25 to go. Minster after the timeout, inbounds to Ivy Wolf. Let's see what the Wildcats employ here after the timeout break. Here's Ivy whipping the ball down inside to Taylor Kogi. There's the play. Kogi right in front, shoots it up and in. Assist by Wolf. Kogi on the jumper from 7 feet away. And Minster's back up eight. 32-24, 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Raderman with the ball for Fort Loramie. Good shake and bake around two men. Blocked out of bounds on the play by Pringer. Did I say shake and bake around two men?
I meant, say that.
I can?
Okay. Basketball player. It's all right.
Raderman inbounds to Kenzie Holscher, foul line for Fort Loramie. Goes behind the back. Hands off on the play to teammate Kennedy Gebhardt, who lost it, got it back. Now to Meyer, to Kennedy, into the right corner, around two players. Good feed into the lane to Kenzie, blocked away by Damaris Wolf. Loose ball in the corner, garnered by Pringer, but she's either out of bounds or double dribbled. Possession Fort Loramie, down eight, 2:36 to go in the fourth. Redskins had closed within six after being behind by 17 at halftime. Ball lobbed in midcourt to Raderman. Now it goes on the play to Hattie Meyer, who circles left to right, weaves it to Raderman. Foul line, right flank, it's Meyer. Meyer thought about shooting up the three, didn't. Hattie goes baseline against Ivy Wolf, then spins back out, still on the dribble. Tied up momentarily, flips it cross court. Good defense by Minster, which flicks it out of bounds. Down to 2:11 to go in the game. Fort Loramie trailing by 8. Chuck, perhaps if you were to handicap this game, you would have thought Minster favored double digits with all the experience back this year and Fort Loramie being so young, but not the case. Redskins have given a very good account of themselves tonight. Ratterman fakes left, goes right, dribbles down the right side of the lane, reach-in foul committed by Minster. So Taylor's got a chance to once again redeem herself at the stripe. Fort Loramie down 8, a minute 58 to go in the fourth. 1-1 for Taylor Ratterman. Redskins as a team have overall shot well at the foul stripe through three games. Thank you so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, the free throw by Taylor Ratterman was online, but it spun around and came out, and Minster jerked down the rebound, up by 8 with a minute 40 left to play in the game. Ball thrown top of the circle to Falk, who's back on the floor, gives it to Kogi. Kogi to Fisher. Fisher to Ivy Wolf. Near side pass to Pringer, to Fisher. Left corner, Ivy Wolf hits a cutter down the lane. Kogi to the basket with the left hand, scooping it in. Taylor Kogi with a couple crucial field goals in the last 2 minutes for Minster to inch the lead back out to 10. And Fort Loramie trying to hasten down the floor, Chuck, turns it over for one of the few times in the second half. And Minster gets it back up 10 with 70 seconds to go in the fourth period. Ivy Wolf to Allie Fisher. And a grab foul committed semi-intentionally near the timeline by Hattie Meyer. 1-1 for Allie Fisher of Minster. Fisher, a senior guard, injured her left wrist over a month ago, still has it protected, was given the okay to play several days ago. This is her second game back. She scored 9 for Minster in the Wildcats' previous outing. Her free throw is too hard. It hit the back rim and bounded way out on the play to Kennedy Gebhardt. There she goes down the floor, scampering to the rim, outracing the Wildcats who foul her from behind as she tried to lay it up on the giddy up.
I'm going to correct myself because I looked at the wrong stat. I was looking when I was looking at free throws. Actually, Taylor Ratterman was 4-for-6 coming into this game. I was looking at the 2-point shooting.
Here is Kennedy Gebhardt shooting 2 for Fort Loramie, and the first one is dead center. 34-25. Fort Loramie down 9, a minute 7 to go in the fourth. Redskins had cut it to 6 at about the 3-minute mark. 30-24. Couple field goals by Kogi. Pushed it to 10. Two free throws here by Kennedy Gebhardt have shrunk Minster's advantage back down to 8. Timeout called, just over a minute to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
Second ball game.
Big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, as well as the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, which offers on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has expanded to include 8 divisions. Well, after the timeout called by Fort Loramie, Minster gets it up the floor to Allie Fisher, and Fort Loramie trails her and fouls her. Allie at the stripe drains the free throw, earning the bonus. It is 35-26, a 9-point lead for Minster.
That is 7 points for Minster here in the second half.
Amazing. That's how well the suffocating defense by Fort Loramie has played over the final 2 quarters. And keep in mind, Fort Loramie is by far the younger team, the less experienced team, too, at the varsity level. Second free throw by Fisher, twisted around the rim and came out. Minster knocked it over the end line, so Fort Loramie attacks. Redskins are behind with 3 3-pointers with 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Gebhardt between the circles, challenged tightly by Fisher. Near side pass goes to Taylor Aderman. Baseline drive around 2 players running toward the rim. She overshoots. Rebound volleyball out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Minster will bring it down. A 1/2 minute remaining. Wildcats are ahead by 9. Well, Chuck, this is a far cry from the walloping these young Fort Loramie players took from Minster a year ago at Fort Loramie.
Well, they're getting better, I'll tell you what, but by the end of the season, they're going to be a team that can go a long way in the tournament.
No doubt. We could very easily see these 2 clubs in a regional semifinal or final in the month of March.
That would be fun to watch.
Well, Minster is going to dribble away the final 10 seconds. Fort Loramie loosens up its defense. We're down to 3 to play. That's going to do it. There it is, final buzzer. The Minster Wildcats withstand a fine second-half charge from the Fort Loramie Redskins to beat the visiting club here tonight by a final tally of 35-26. Minster prevails after being held to only 7 points in the entire second half of this game. Unbelievable. Now Fort Loramie scored 11 in the first half, 15 in the second. The Redskins, under head coach Carlos Siegel, really got after Minster over the final 2 quarters. But Mike Wiss's club sparkled in that second period, generating 20 for a 28-11 halftime lead. And Fort Loramie simply could not overcome a deficit that large, although the Redskins, with 3 minutes to go, did climb right back in the thick of things, whittling Minster's advantage to only 6 at 30-24. The final difference is 9, 35-26. 9-point victory for Minster over Fort Loramie here tonight. Minster advancing to 3-0 on the year. The Fort Loramie Redskins suffer their first loss. Now 3-1 is Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Very good performances all over the court tonight, Chuck, by both teams, especially on the defensive side. Let's take a look at stats and figure out who Chuck picked as our Clancy's Stars of the Game recipients.
Well, surprisingly, Loramie had a 28-23 rebounding advantage and 9-4, and that is just effort on the offensive boards.
Right.
Turnovers, 15 at the half, 19 for the game, so they did a much better job in the second half.
Yep.
Minster turned the ball over 14 times, 5 of 13 from the free throw line. You can kind of go there and see where there's some room to work on. 2 of 4 for the Wildcats on that end. Individual scoring, Gebhardt had 7, 6 each from Myring and Holthaus. They got 5 from Ratterman and 2 from Kenzie Holscher. They scored 26 for the game. On the other side, Pringer had 9, all in the first half. They got 8 from Kogi, and she scored 6 in the second. 6 of the 7 points they scored in the second half were by Kogi. They got 5 from Demarius Wolf, four from Bar Horse, four from Ivy Wolf, and one from Allie Fisher. They scored 35. Clancy's players of the game on the Minster side, I'm going to go with Taylor Kogi. She truly was the reason that they kept the lead there in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, we're going to go with Kennedy Gephardt.
Yep, Kennedy played extremely well. I don't think she sat more than a couple of minutes the entire contest here tonight. Final difference wound up 9. As Chuck noted, Taylor Kogi for Minster, Kennedy Gephardt for Fort Loramie. Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Friday night from Tip City. The Sydney boys take on the Tip Red Devils. Tip off 7:30 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com on Friday night at 7:10. That's this Friday, Sydney and Tip, as head coach John Willoughby's team attempts to avenge a loss on the road last year at Tip, a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast.
Yeah, they didn't play real well last year. I think they'll be motivated this year.
We look forward to our first good look of the Sydney boys coming up on Friday after an outstanding football season under head coach Adam Dungis. The Yellow Jackets advanced all the way to the regional semis, played 12 games. What a campaign, 10-2 year. A season to be remembered for Sydney football. That one just like the one back in 1989 when Sydney advanced to the state semifinals.
And another season to remember would be Minster winning another state championship. Unbelievable run that these young men have had here at Minster playing football.
Chuck, I'm glad you reminded me. I meant to mention earlier tonight that the Minster girls won the state cross-country title. Last spring, Mike Wiss's baseball team won it all in Division IV baseball. Karen Stokes' football team just finished off the Division VII state championship, thumping Cuyahoga Heights 32-7. And Minster basketball, I don't think I'm overstating the case at all. I think the pundits believe Minster's got as good a shot as winning the state title in D4 basketball as anybody. At least JJHuddle.com thinks so. Preseason number one in the state in D4 was Minster.
Well, they got some things to work on. I mean, yep. I watched some things. They really got stagnant. Sometimes, especially against a rival like this, mm-hmm. you push out a lead like that, and then you kind of coast a little bit. I think that might have been part of it. But the other part of it is how hard Loramie played the entire game.
Oh, no question. Fort Loramie girls took Minster out of its offense for probably two-thirds of this game tonight.
Well, they had three baskets in the second half.
Big timeout by head coach Mike Wiss with about 3 minutes left, and boom, the ball went inside to Taylor Kogi. Two of the next three trips down the floor for critical baskets to enable Minster to stave off the Fort Loramie girls here tonight. Additional underwriting sponsors this evening on scoresbroadcast.com included Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He'll give you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org and healthy vision for a lifetime. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi will make your ideas come to life. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. And in Fort Loramie, these Redskins game sponsors tonight, Geyers Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Again, next webcast is Friday at 7:10. Sydney boys on the road at tip-off at 7:30. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster, where the Minster Wildcats have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins by 9 points.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.